Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities.
Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Jeremy Bashan, the executive director here at the National Guild. And here today, we are with our special guest, Laura King. Laura, welcome to the NGH podcast.
Hi, I'm excited to have this interview today. It's been a while since I've been doing something here. I like it.
It has been. You've been a longtime member. I pulled it up in the database here. Happy anniversary yesterday for being an NGH member, because you started April 25th back in 2000 or 2001. So it's been 24 years as a member here at the NGH. You're also a certified instructor with the Guild. I also see that you have been inducted into the Order of Braid Council. And let us know a little bit about yourself, Laura. What do you do besides hypnosis?
Oh, not much. I do hypnosis most of the time. I live in Florida in the winter, and I live in North Carolina in the summer. In fact, I'm packing up to leave tomorrow to drive to Atlanta to teach a class with Angela Ockletree in Atlanta. Then I drive to North Carolina for the summer. And I'm very fortunate to be able to do that. But my practice now, everybody might remember that already knows me, that prior to COVID, I was partial virtual anyway, because my clients are all over the world. And what happened was, when COVID happened, like a lot of us, went 100% virtual. And so I sold my office in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and I did keep one office in Lake Worth, and I still have that. And another fellow NGH hypnotist, Billie Jean, she works for me there. And my daughter, Larissa Brazier, she works virtually out of Colorado. So we've kept the practice going full time. I work full time. I attempt to do my clients only 4 days a week. So I do 10 to 11 people a day. And I work it just like a regular session that we've all talked about. And I do all the modalities. I've been trained by, I think, everybody that teaches at the National Hypnosis Guild, between, you know, Cal Banya, Will Horton, Tom Nicolai, all of our older guys that, like me, have been there a long time. And I'm looking forward to this next convention to meet some new people that are the new ones on the block. I've always been one of those people that like to take everybody else's classes and you know, support them, but to keep learning. And I think that's part of where I am now. But my practice, because I've been practicing so long, I'm basically word of mouth. So when I get a phone call, and I'm one of those that do see my clients' longevity, like my sports people, they keep working on their performance to get better and better, qualify for this, go to Europe, wherever they're showing. And since it's virtual, it makes it really easy for them. So really having a practice that is thriving still, I think I really enjoy what I do so much. Outside of being a hypnotherapist, I have a sport. And my sport is sporting clays. I shoot the little orange things with gauge. And I love it. So I've become certified to be a teacher, and I've done a series for hypnosis for the mind part of the shooting. And I've started building that practice. Actually, I had several shooters this week. So I'm looking forward when I get to North Carolina. There are a couple of really good places up there where I train that I've been invited, and I haven't followed through with it yet, to be a partial instructor at one sporting clay club in South Carolina.
That's so very cool.
I know. I love it. It's so much fun. And down here in Florida, we have a group of women. There's like 100 and something of us. I forget what the last number was. We're called the Honeybells. And it's so cool, because you could be any age, any shape, any, you know, my girlfriend, she started shooting when she was 70. She'd never had a sport.
Wow.
So It's just so cool. It's a good thing. It's something we can all do, but I like being in the sports world. There's another hypnotist that's part of the shooting world, Don Grant. So it's kind of funny. We've gotten to know each other and we're all in the same area here.
So
And
is that the same thing as skeet shooting?
skeet shooting is a different, it's the same thing, but
Okay.
like with sporting clays, you go to stations. Skeet shooting, you have one place and you stand and you do different shots. So it's still
Gotcha.
the same thing. Like I did a training, somebody else's clinic last week, and we practiced all the different facets of shooting, which I was trained in. I just don't do them. My friends and I like to shoot this sporting clay where you go station to station to station. That's
Now,
fun.
are the targets moving? And okay,
Yeah.
so that's a takes a lot
Every
of
target's different.
concentration.
You have like a crossing, a chandelle, quartering. They're all kind of, there's a system to it too. And I love teaching the system.
That is something that I did not know about you, that you did that for a sport. That's really cool.
It's really fun. I did a little bit of it pre-COVID. COVID happened. My lockdown was in North Carolina, and I had several extra people living with me, a friend from New York, and actually she's going to get certified to be a hypnotist this next week. She flew back down. She lived with us for a year during COVID, but we were sitting there and I was working 5 days a week, sometimes six. And I said, I got to get out of this house. And I went, sporting clays, I wonder if the Biltmore has lessons. And I called, I said, that's outdoors. And they were still teaching. They didn't have a lot of people coming because the hotel was closed down. So they were happy to let me come in and take lessons once a week. That got me out of the house, got me doing something. And it's a real good mental thing.
Absolutely. A lot
And
of
I
concentration
makes me
and
practice everything.
instinct. I mean,
It makes me practice everything I teach my clients.
right. Right.
And I really work with my clients. I teach them how to be their personal best. So now that personal best now has gone into my practices for anything you do for business, because I do a lot of business and life coaching, a lot. And in a way I do it is the life coaching, the business coaching, and the sports coaching that when we do it, then I hypnotize you to do it. We get
Okay.
rid of limiting beliefs. We do the same thing if we're working with a disorder or an anxiety or whatever we're helping
Sure.
somebody with. We get rid of the limiting beliefs or whatever the it is, and so someone can really help themselves be who they want to be and improve whatever they're working on.
You can put that into any aspect in your life. Oh,
Yep.
nice.
Yep.
Nice. You know, I think about you with sporting and hypnosis with sports. I myself have done sports hypnosis. That's been one of my favorite things. As a former wrestling coach over 17 years, I've seen kids lose a match before stepping on the mat.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
I've seen your work. I've gone over your work. I've taken a lot of nuggets of information and put that towards my own work with my athletes. And I was excited that I got to talk to you today because of our common interest with athletics and working with athletes. I love working with kids. They're moldable. I appreciate it. You know, it's
They
really
want to do
cool.
it.
They do. They do.
And they'll follow through. Like after this session, I have a basketball player and he just wants it, it's so interesting to hear his enthusiasm. And he's a high school student. Get mother, please make another appointment, And it's good because it's easy to do because we're virtual and I can be wherever they are. I don't have to travel anymore. I used
Right.
to travel all over the place and now I get to do it. I worked with a college team. Equestrian college team. So we did a Zoom meeting one Saturday morning, 2 hours, and I helped 20 people at once.
Wow.
It's
Wow. You know,
really
I
cool.
guess there have been some blessings that have come out of COVID. It's really opened up a lot of our work as certified consulting hypnotists to be able to work with clients worldwide now. And
I was hypnotizing somebody the day she had her appointment. She's was going to Europe and she says, "Well, I'm on the plane." I said, "You're on the plane?" She says, "Yeah, I have really good internet. I know what I need to work on." She was going over there for a particular competition. And she says, yes. And when you were done, could you just put me to sleep? I'm over Iceland right now. I went, that's a first.
That's very cool. But yeah, just the versatility that just virtual sessions have opened up for us as professionals is been very cool to see. Now you're just saying that you're working with a high school basketball player. You work with all ages. You even work with Olympians and Olympic teams. And what's been your coolest experience? You don't have to say any particular athlete, who you've worked with, but have you had an experience where you're like, yeah, this is.
As a practitioner here, I follow HIPAA law, and I really follow it very closely because, as you might know, a lot of people don't like anybody to know what they're doing. It's their secret. So I've been a secret a long time, but I have someone that's qualifying for Paris right now, and he has actually written two articles about me helping him.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
I haven't worked with anybody famous, but I've had some of those times where I've worked with an athlete and to see the amount of change and then have their parents come to me and say, well, what you do to my kid? They're a totally different kid on and off the mat.
Yeah.
And just that alone to me was worth
It's such a blessing. I have
everything.
one kid that's going to take the training this next week. I helped him with his baseball when he was in middle school, and he came to me and asked if we could do a science project on whether hypnosis could increase his batting average. And I said, sure, we did it. And his father kept track. We increased his batting average. I think he came in second in the science fair in Florida that year. And then he wasn't much of a runner. I said, would you like to be a good runner on the field too? He said, can you do that? Anyway, he became the fastest runner. Then he went to high school, played, blah, blah, blah. Then he went to college on a scholarship with baseball.
Wow.
Now he has graduated from college with a psychology degree. He's working on his master's, and he's coming this next week to get certified as a hypnotist.
How's that for full circle? Very
I'm so excited.
cool. Very cool. That's excellent. When you first started, were there particular, you had mentioned that you worked with a mentor of yours. Were there particular people who were your inspiration to get into this profession?
Hypnosis saved my life 48 years ago from depression and suicide. My third attempt at suicide, my mother said, the drugs, Palm Beach Institute, my daughter needed more. So in the early 70s, I'm 68 now, so a while ago, my mother found a hypnotist. The lady was Dorothy Gates, and she happened to move a few miles from where I was living, and she saved my life with hypnosis. I mean, she would teach these large self-hypnosis relaxation groups in Arizona and California, and she'd do like a weekend retreat. This is in the late 60s, early 70s on up. 24 years ago, she passed away because I never thought I'd be a hypnotist. I had other family businesses and stuff. And when she passed away, they had moved to California at the time. I went out to visit for the funeral, and her family gifted me her material. And I came back home with it. And I said to my husband, what am I going to do the next 50 years of my life? I thought I was going to help Dorothy. And he says, you do it. And I said, I have a fear of public speaking. I never would record my voice. He said, well, if hypnosis really works, you can be hypnotized to do it. So at that time, my friend, who was a psychologist, hypnotist in West Palm Beach, a month later, I was signed up and I went to school. And I can honestly say that during the internship week that I was there, I was hypnotized to overcome my issues. I came back from there and I pretty much hit the ground running. My first client was a professional golfer. I didn't know a lot about golf. I shouldn't admit that, but anyway. And then I went to my first convention in GH, and Joan King was teaching hypnosis for golfers.
Wow.
I took the class and I sat there going, to heck with golfers, equestrians, because I'd been in the horse world my whole life. My daughter, Larissa, rode. And I sit there, release performance anxiety, concentration, peak performance. Wait a minute, this is for equestrians. So I wrote it that way, got permission from her to use her material. And then that's how the publishing company got me to write The Power to Win, my first book. And that's all hypnosis for the equestrian. That started that, and that was 24 years ago. And
Wow.
it went from there, and then I got into the other sports from there. That's how I created the original sports certification, was the six keys to winning.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
And
Wow.
this
And that's based off of that work. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep, that's how I started there. And then for me, I also got hired in the medical world. I worked for Palm Beach Oncology. I think it was 8 or 10 years, I forgot. So I got to work in the medical world. That's when I did the book, Hypnosis Getting Through Illness. It's not a real sellable book because it's about passing and healing. Angela Ocklatree is going to teach some stuff from that book at the convention.
Okay. How many books have you written?
What I did was I did the equestrian one, and then I did one for everybody called Perfect Enough. I promoted that in New York a lot. I was on Rachel Ray, and a national magazine picked up on it. And I basically was up there, and I decided I just wanted to see clients. So I just quit all that and came back home and stuck to what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And then I started with the golf book. So I took the question one, made it golf, then I made it tennis. And then I went, I can't do one for every sport. So I did a sports book for any sport.
Yep. Here,
and
this will cover it all.
Then my latest one is,
and you know what? The principles are all the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what sport. And you know, when you said your first client was a golfer and you didn't know anything about golf. I worked with a swimmer. I've never done any, I was a wrestler, you know, I've never done anything with swimming, but my client knew everything you need to know about it. So all I needed to do was give her those.
Use their words.
Yes.
We discovered one swimmer I did. She came to me. Actually, she's a testimony on the back of one of my books. She had a fear of water, but she wanted to do triathlons, and she had done biking and running with me. She had the fear of the water, so got over the fear of the water, got her swimming, and her coach kept saying she's not getting how to swim. So I did some research. There was a research done in Fort Lauderdale about a swimmer only sees the top of the person. To get goggles and go underwater and watch it so you could see what it looks like underneath. Then you get the coach to swim with you so they could feel the motion. So I did all that. Then I hypnotized her to do it.
Okay.
And she swimming ended up being her strongest suit of her triathlon. And she ended up doing Ironman.
Unreal.
Yep.
That's
So
cool.
It does be. But my last book I just did is called Figuring It Out.
Okay, because you got it all figured out now, right?
It's the wheel of life, and it's doing all your facets. It's a basic life coaching, but with hypnosis attached to it.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, we really can't wait to see you this coming August. Is there anything else you want to share to our listeners?
It's just, if you're a member of the NGH and you practice hypnosis, you've got a wonderful field. I really see where the mental health world is picking up on us a little better. And I think if we could just teach and help everybody find solutions in their own brain, they're going to figure out how to manage life a little easier. And we have the tools, we have the techniques, and you're blessed to be able to go out there and share it and help as many people as you can. Somebody said, well, Laura, you left New York. You decided to help one person at a time. I said, pretty much.
Yep. That's awesome. Well, thank you for being a guiding light in our profession. You know, like I said, we can't wait to see you in August, and we're really excited for this annual convention. And not to mention, next year will be the Guild's 75th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness.
So next year, the 2025 convention, we are planning to have a really big shindig up here in the Northeast. So.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.